T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our number two of our broadcast, a couple of calls still on this Panther subject. Coming up, we're going to talk about a little bit of a buzz of another possible presidential candidate. Okay, can I give you a hint? It's somebody I actually like. I know, it's dangerous to say that, but I will. I'll talk about it coming up. Let's go out to Brian in Charlotte. Good morning.
Hey, Vince, how you doing?
All right, sir.
Hey, listen, I want everybody in South Carolina to know that us in Charlotte, we love you guys. The upstate, all of you are great. But listen, North Carolina shouldered the entire ticket to bring that team here. We built that stadium. We got taxed to death for it. And nobody in South Carolina said a word. Quit whining. You're going to profit from it. Have a good day, man.
Okay, Brian. Let's go out to York and Ernest. Good morning, Ernest.
Good morning, Coakley. How are you doing?
All right, sir.
Okay. Rick and Tommy Pope and Gary Semrel and all these other guys who voted for these taxes and keep trying to propagate these taxes are full of crap. We did not need a tax increase. Yes, we had some of the lowest taxes in the country, and that's a freaking good thing. They had millions of dollars sitting in the state funds when they passed that gas tax, and they still did it any freaking way. And they want to stand and tell me about all the contractors that's been hiring everybody. Yeah, go up there, right up 85, and see them standing on the side of the road holding up the freaking shovels, doing absolutely nothing.
All righty. I think he's a little worked up, you think? You know, and I think this is one of the points that was raised multiple times before this gas tax got approved, is the money was not necessary. The money was already available. The money was already on hand that they could have pulled from. But this is what politicians do. They will come along and tell you, well, we've got to have additional money. Well, guess what? They didn't need the additional money. It's kind of crazy. But unfortunately, this is what wins the day, because you have a majority of them. Rodney, good morning.
Yes, man. So on them incentives, one of the worst parts about it is taking our tax money, and most of us don't even have enough money to buy a ticket to go to the daggum football game. And then they talk about South Carolina. That guy was talking about all the money he was going to bring in. They're going to have to spend a lot of money in order to get the incentives. You watch. When they start breaking ground, 90% of the contractors are going to be from out of state. The money's going out of South Carolina.
Well, I don't know that it'll come from outside the state, but I think it's very likely there'll be people who are well connected with the right people. You know how this thing works. Yeah. It's not a coincidence at all where the money goes. Really good deal for a few people, as long as you're the right person. By the way, if you'd like to contact us in some way, Ingalls Advantage talk line number is 800-928-1110. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, it is 71307. Federal smoking age. There's talk about bumping that up to 21. You may not be able to purchase cigarettes if this actually goes into effect, unless you are 21 or older. Mitch McConnell, Tim Kaine, introducing new bipartisan legislation that would raise the smoking age in the country. In fact, several tobacco product manufacturing companies, they're on board with the idea, which they're saying gives them cover for more aggressive enforcement. What do you think about this? This a good idea? Or do you think this is the wrong direction? In the crazy politician category, unhinged politician for that matter, Brian Sims, you may not have heard of him. He's a Pennsylvania Democrat. In fact, for this story, I saw a picture of him, and he is literally flipping the bird at the camera. This guy is so unhinged. This is the kind of behavior he engages in. He sent out a fundraising email in which he repeated how angry he is and doubled down in his attacks against pro-life protesters praying outside of Planned Parenthood abortion clinics. In a fundraising email letter published by the New York Post, Sims urged people to contribute to Planned Parenthood. He apologized to abortion advocates. Let me repeat that again. He apologized to abortion advocates because his aggressive and inappropriate behavior toward the pro-life protesters created a distraction from support for the abortion vendor. In other words, he's saying, the way I've behaved, it really hasn't reflected well on you, so I'm apologizing to you. This guy's really a nutcase. He really needs some help. Very angry person. And he goes on talking about this distortion. One person, speaker, addressing the Speaker of the House. I'm the father of two girls Brian Sims tried to dox. I applaud your statement, but I remain disappointed. The legislature has not taken action against Mr. Sims. His fundraising email shows he has absolutely no remorse. By the way, do you know what doxing is? You familiar with that term? This is the practice, you know, and what he had done, he threatened to basically provide address, phone numbers, and whatever information he can find on these pro-life people. And some of these pro-life people, they're not big-time contributors or anything like this. These are just regular citizens. And this is what a politician thinks is a wonderful thing to do. Just a really, really terrible person. That's all there is to it. Related subject. Remember I told you how the government can do certain things, but private industry, big business can do some other very destructive things? Well, the fine folks at Google, they've decided to roll out new stricter rules for pro-life pregnancy centers advertising on its platforms in light of the recent abortion bans enacted by Alabama and Georgia. They will ask abortion-related businesses whether they actually offer abortions, which will result in ads for pro-life crisis pregnancy centers being labeled as non-providers in Google Ads. You see how this works. For instance, if I were advertising a pro-life ministry in the Yellow Pages, I can put something that would indicate I'm trying to reach out to women who are making a very difficult decision, maybe considering abortion, and you can find me in the Yellow Pages in that kind of setting. Google is setting up its settings. So if you don't provide abortions, a woman who is trying to make this decision is only going to find places to kill her baby. That's what this is about. Officials say if an advertiser refuses to apply for certification, its ads will be blocked from showing up in searches for abortion-related keywords. This will affect advertisers in the U.S., U.K., and Ireland. See how big business operates? And the goal here is very, very clear. Can you guess which side they're on this issue? Absolutely amazing.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On the issue of roads, South Carolina, texter saying that guy was right. Even when Fort Mill schools revamped their tracks and football fields, the company was from Georgia. I'm certain I repaired their trucks while in town. On tobacco, they should raise the age to buy tobacco to 30, just to exaggerate the uselessness of the legislation. Then someone should tell Representative Sims, as taxpayers, we already contribute to Planned Parenthood. What a moron. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a choice in that, do we? Mitch McConnell, unbelievable. With everything going on in the political world, he's worried about the smoking age? Yeah. All for raising the age to 21. Look what smoking has done to Mitch McConnell's voice. You're blaming it on that, really? Okay. What else do we have here? Let's see. Vince, go do your homework on the new road contracts. Asphalt companies said they need to hire 350 new employees to meet the new demand. They said it was directly due to the gas tax revenue. So stop whining because your favorite pothole hasn't been repaired yet. And yes, all potholes are local. Okay. This point as well, almost all NFL owners lose money. They need all the tax breaks they can get. All are modeled after the successful Trump tax return system. Ooh, boy, that was a nice little dig there. Let's go out to Anita. Welcome.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
All right.
I got a comment on the raising the age 21 for kids smoking. Well, kids smoking is down. This reactive stuff that we seem to do and all these unintended consequences, I mean, if you think it's that bad, and it is a horrible thing, I'm 60 and I smoke, and I'll be the one having to pay the increased price when they pull crap like that. So the seniors are getting hurt, for one thing. Secondly, why stop there? Vaping, I mean, my pulmonologist has said that is worse than smoking by far. And what about the legalized states that have marijuana? Do they get to buy at 18? What year is that? It's all about revenue, and it just makes me sick.
Money, you know, money, money.
Absolutely, and I can't stand it. That's almost like, I'm going to say one other thing, because it's same thing, the straws. We're going to have paper straws, and we're going to serve it to you in a plastic cup. I mean, what kind of legislation? I mean, these people are idiots.
Don't hold back. Tell us what you really think about all of this, Anita. By the way, you think this is crazy? Charles handed this to me. A lawmaker in Hawaii wants to raise the smoking age to 100. This is true. It would raise the smoking age in Hawaii to 100 by the year 2024. That'll take care of it. State Representative Richard Cregan told the Hawaii Tribune Herald, existing taxes and regulations, they're not doing enough to defeat tobacco smoking. This is more lethal, more dangerous than any prescription drug, and it's more addicting. In my view, you're taking people who are enslaved from a horrific addiction and freeing people from horrific enslavement. So this bill would leave electronic cigarettes, cigars, and chewing tobacco untouched. A separate state bill would raise the excise tax from 16 cents a pack to 21 cents. It would also mandate the state use the funds from the excise tax for health programs and research. So, this guy's saying, hey, let's raise the smoking age to 100. You know what else is really interesting? I'm trying to think of, let's see here. I want to make sure that I remember this correctly. I am looking this up. Just bear with me to make sure I know what I'm talking about. Okay, go this and yeah, there we go. Yes. You know, it's interesting to me. I told you I've been watching old shows. I enjoy watching a lot of old shows, and I'm very curious a lot of times who these people are and how, you know, what they did later in their careers, that sort of thing. You know, how long they live, when they die, that sort of thing. Perry Mason's one of those shows. I don't know if you're familiar with William Hopper. So you raise the question, what happens with some of these people? William Hopper played the role of Paul Drake, the detective. Remember that? What happened to Paul Drake? Well, he died at the age of 55. 55. What did you always see him doing in that show? Smoking. What did he die of? He suffered a stroke. Died of pneumonia 3 weeks later. You think that had something to do with it? Possibility. Possibility. I mean, it just, that's one of the things that blows my mind when I watch some of these shows, how much smoking is an integral part of the show. It's like as soon as people walk in the door, they're offered a cigarette or they're offered a lighter. You know, this is back before we knew for sure there was a connection between smoking and some of these really horrible health effects. Just putting that out there. Let's go out to a call from Chris. Good morning, Chris.
How are we doing, sir? Good morning to you. So, of course, smoking's horrible, and yeah, nobody should do it. It's just a question of, you know, is it the government's job to take that right away from us? Instinctively, this bothers me, and you're probably going to be able to articulate it better and make me sound smarter than I am, but why does the government feel like it's their obligation to protect us from ourselves till we're 21, but who's protecting me from a 16-year-old's vote?
Oh, my goodness. Well, not 16, 18.
Well, they want to make it 16.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and isn't that scary?
Very.
It is.
It's almost as scary as, you know, the government's job, of course, you know, teach us, educate us, let us know the facts. I just quit smoking, I don't know, 3 months ago. I've been smoking for 20-something years. It's horrible. Stay away from it. You know, it's a battle like any other. It's not worth the battle to quit. But having said that, it's still, you know, my choice. It's not the government's job to nanny me.
I hear you. I'm curious, too. How did you quit?
Prayer.
Really? Okay.
Lots and lots of prayer.
Wow, that's awesome.
Pray for me.
Hey, congratulations, Chris. That is absolutely awesome that you've overcome, because that is a nasty thing to try to overcome. Very, very difficult for a lot of people. Jim, good morning.
Yeah, Vince, I know this is not your topic, but yesterday's news, the Fed's auditors came down and can't figure out why that storm money hadn't been spent down there in eastern North Carolina. And I got to thinking, I never heard in those news reports any flooding occurring in downtown Durham where all those votes came from that put Mr. Cooper in the governorship. And I wonder if it had been a different outcome if that flooding had hit downtown Durham or downtown Raleigh or downtown Charlotte, if that money wouldn't already have been spent.
Ah, that's a very good question.
Stop and think about it, Vince. We're approaching, what, a year, year and a half now, and we're still fighting the election in this district where a lot of these communities are. And 2 years now, you think Cooper's had any incentive to spend that money, especially that's about the time Mr. Trump got elected, too, to go down there and fix those communities? I don't think it gets him one more vote at all.
You know, it kind of fades out of attention when it's not election year. People don't care much. Kind of lose interest. Go figure. Much more as we continue our broadcast. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, I've got to share this text. I love reading texts like this. I hope I can put it all together because it runs through several lines here. Vince, I want to give a great big thanks to you and everyone else in the audience that has prayed for me. I'd called in a while back saying I needed a higher paying job. Well, God taught me patience, tolerance, and understanding over the last maybe 4 months now. I received a call yesterday, late afternoon, from a company I'd forgotten I interviewed with, asking me if I was still interested in the job. I had to ask questions to refresh my memory, and it eventually came to mind. The gentleman gave me the offer, and I was astounded. In a shaky voice, I said, "Yes, sir, I will take the position, and we'll work out the details over the next few weeks." I don't think many listeners will remember me and my story. I called in when you were discussing being abused when we were younger. I spoke of my suicide attempt and addiction issues. My life is good today, and it's because God is good. God is good to me. Thanks again for your prayers. That is awesome. I love to get texts like that. That's one of those things that just is a tremendous encouragement. So, God bless you. We celebrate with you today. And hope all continues to go well. We've been talking about the smoking age, among other things. And before I go to more of your calls, there are a couple of things I absolutely must get to, because I promise to stir it up. And I will do so. By the way, Vice President Pence will attend a 2020 Republican National Convention kickoff in Charlotte. This happens tomorrow. This is part of a day-long trip to the state that includes stops in Monroe and Greensboro. The convention, as you know, the 2020 Republican National Convention, will be held in Charlotte at the Spectrum Center, August 24th through 27th. Donald Trump and Pence are expected to accept the official nomination for the reelection bid at that event. So, thought I would let you know about that going on tomorrow. Interesting story, and I know this will stir some controversy in and of itself. A story in The Hill, and we won't spend a lot of time on it, but it's worth talking about. The memo for The Hill: Trump faces steep climb to re-election. President Trump faces a steep uphill climb to a second term, even if it's far too early to count him out. Campaign aides have talked up the president's chances of doing even better than he did in 2016. They note the economy's strong. He scored some of the highest poll ratings of his tenure since the release of Robert Mueller's report. But there are severe headwinds as well. One of the largest: his polarizing approach looks to be more hindrance than help. In four separate polls over the last month, more than 50% of respondents said they would not vote for him again or were unlikely to do so. The percentage who said they would vote for him never rose higher than 38. The most recent of those polls from Fox News found 54% of respondents saying they would probably not or definitely not vote for Trump. In a Quinnipiac University poll, 52% of respondents said they would definitely not vote for the president, while 33% said they definitely would. Only 13% were in the middle ground, saying they would consider backing Trump. We won't go into all further details about this. You get the idea of where this is going. We also have this from Shermichael Singleton, talking about 2020. After Biden was in Pennsylvania, Trump went to Pennsylvania. Why? In 2016, Trump won the state by 48.2% compared to Hillary's 47.5%. That is a tight margin, a difference of 44,292 votes. The Trump campaign's internal polling shows Trump trailing Biden in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Trump cannot win re-election without those states. And the fact that he's struggling in places that garnered him the election in 2016 is good news for Biden. Further highlights why he's the current front runner. After Biden was in Pennsylvania, Trump went to Pennsylvania. I want you to keep this in mind. Now, I know the typical thing in response and reaction to polls is going to come out. And we are, you know, we've said all the time, 2020 is like a lifetime from now. I understand that. You understand that. And then we have this. The Hill reporting there's a buzz growing around Justin Amash. You're probably familiar with his name lately because of the fact that he is the only Republican who has come out and said there's probably enough in the Mueller report to warrant impeachment. Now, I want to make something very clear. I am not embracing or endorsing the comments from Mr. Amash, but I think he has a right to his opinion. And I can tell you what I have seen that in typical style from the president and his followers is kind of disgusting. The derogatory comments from the president really have shown how small a man he is. Now, honestly, I don't think Justin Amash is a threat to the president. And the fact that the president even thinks he has to make a comment about Mr. Amash's words regarding impeachment, it really speaks volumes. It really does. But anyway, there's growing buzz that Justin Amash will leave the Republican Party to mount a challenge against President Trump as the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate. Amash was elected during the 2010 Tea Party wave. Remember that? He became the first Republican in the House to support impeachment proceedings for Trump, based on the report from Robert Mueller. Trump and his allies swiftly fired back, casting Amash as an irrelevant political opportunist who has steadfastly refused to back the GOP agenda in Congress. Can I just tell you, that is a bunch of crap. Well, let me look at this. If you mean the GOP agenda, its anti-constitutional agenda, then yes, I'm all for Justin Amash. But if you mean that he's not been loyal in his fidelity to the Constitution and to the values that made this country great, that is an absolute lie. Interestingly enough, Amash's remarks energized libertarians and united the never-Trump Republicans who've been unable to recruit a candidate of their own to take on the president. In interviews this year, Amash has toyed with the idea of abandoning the Republican Party to run for president as a libertarian. That could have major implications for Amash's home state of, guess where, Michigan. Trump carried that state by fewer than 11,000 votes in 2016. There's a full-scale effort underway to convince Amash to take the plunge. A lot of Libertarian Party members actively encouraging Amash to switch parties and seek the Libertarian nomination. I don't think anything comes of this, but we will see. I want to get your thoughts on this. And no, I am not endorsing Justin Amash, but I think it's an interesting story. Stay with us.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back in the final stretch of the Vince Coakley radio program, time for us to take a look at the day in history, and we'll try to get back to more of your calls. I am curious, what do you think about the idea of Justin Amash? Does that concern you? Because I know immediately, whenever you think of a third-party candidate, especially in this case, someone who has a strong conservative record. I mean, you can't bring out the usual garbage about neocon and all the other stuff. This guy's legit from the standpoint of libertarian candidates. So, anyway, love to get your thoughts on this. Perhaps we can talk about it more tomorrow as well. Right now, Lonzo, how about four questions for you? Are you ready?
I am so excited.
And you just can't hide it. 1832, this political party held its first national convention. It's probably not a party that I would be going to their convention. Which one?
Democratic.
Exactly. Democratic Convention, 1881. Clara Barton founded this organization that would eventually become known as this. They're known for disaster relief, blood drives. What is that organization?
Red Cross.
You're correct. 1881. Bikini Atoll. What was exploded over that area in 1956?
I know I'm going to get it wrong.
Yeah, let me give you a hint.
I'm going to go with hydrogen.
You're absolutely right. Excellent, man. I was going to give you a hint, and you didn't need one. 1999, after 19 humiliating losses, this person finally won a daytime Emmy for playing Erica Kane.
I can't believe I know Susan Lucci.
Yes, you're right. Susan Lucci. I knew you were going to figure that one out.
Yeah, but I don't want to know that.
I know. It's kind of stupid trivia that nobody really gives a rat's rear end about, right? I get it. No time for crazy stories today, but we will be back. So good to talk to you, sir.
Also good to talk to you, sir.
Alrighty. On the text line, I love the text line getting spinning away already. Person saying here of Justin Amash, he's not a real libertarian. Stop peddling fake news. Thanks. Vince, I lean libertarian and I won't vote for Amash. Vince, if he runs, he will take away Trump's victory, which means we'll get Joe Biden, which will not be good for the country. So it would be very, very selfish and not in the best interest of the nation. All right. I wonder what the Libertarian Party will do when they find out Amash has many ties to Chinese businesses. You know what I think is funny about this? The media is going to, and I think a lot of Trump-friendly media, they are going to give, basically, they're going to perform like proctologists on Justin Amash. I'm serious. They will. And they will give a level of scrutiny to Justin Amash they would absolutely never give to Donald Trump. You ever notice that? That's going to be funny. I will get the biggest kick out of this. Brian, good morning and welcome. Hello, Brian. Are you there?
Yes, sir. First, I want to talk about smoking. Just wanted to point out that in North Carolina, smoking age is actually 16, although you can't buy till you're 18. Just an interesting fact.
Okay.
Other thing I wanted to talk about was Justin Amash. I've got no problem with a libertarian candidate. I've got no problem with there being a conservative sect that isn't thrilled with Donald Trump. What I don't like is that he's using the Mueller report to try to say that the president is guilty of something that he wasn't. This was clearly a hack job by the left. And for a third-party candidate to come in now and say that he thinks that the president obstructed justice, or it's hogwash. And the fact of the matter is it just makes me stand even stronger with Trump than before. So,
okay, fair enough.
2020.
All right, Brian, hey, appreciate your call. And it is going to be interesting to see, you know, if anything happens with this, because it's possible absolutely nothing happens. Let's go out to next to Michael in Greenville. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
All right, sir.
Two quick thoughts. First of all, people who are pro-choice and pro-abortion who say, my body, my choice, I'd love to know what they think about stricter smoking laws, because isn't that their body, their choice? For that matter, why are they required to wear seatbelts? Their body, their choice. The difference is, every other time the government gets involved with your body, it's for the purpose of preserving life. Abortion is the only exception.
Yep, I hear you.
Now, as far as Amash goes, which, let's face it, his supporters in a group would be in a mosh pit. Yeah, I went there.
Anyway, I knew you would. Somebody would.
The problem is, when you say he's a political opportunist, isn't that just saying he's a politician?
Yeah.
Find me one that isn't.
Exactly.
Secondly, you just recently mentioned that he has a bunch of Chinese business interests. But I'm sure his criticism of Trump during this tariff issue is completely coincidence. So none of these people are pure as the wind-driven snow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why we would trust any of them.
Thank you. You know, I think that's probably the best comment to end this program today. Don't trust any of them. By the way, David Fredrickson, who was on this program recently, just posted something. They were having some bad storms out in the Midwest. He and his wife caught the edge of a tornado, blew a tree on top of their son's car. This picture is absolutely amazing. Everybody's safe. Thank goodness. Have yourselves a great day and God bless you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.